And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 31st, 2018, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Well, happy New Year's Eve to everyone. I want to congratulate each of you for contributing to another fantastic year with Legal Shield and the Moore Success Team. It truly has been bittersweet for us in our family with the passing of my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. He's also my mentor and my best friend, but his dream is still alive and flourishing within each of us, and justice for all continues to be a reality as we continue to protect families all across North America. Now, to begin our call tonight, I'm going to go to Kentucky and to brand-new Platinum Executive Director, Ms. Stephanie Boley. Stephanie, congratulations for achieving Platinum Executive Director in personal production again this month. I know you've done it in the past, but this one came right at the last minute, and we wanted you to say just a few words tonight.
Thank you, Randy, so much. And, yes, it's just a blessing. We have hit this goal before, but really wasn't expecting it, but didn't let my spirits get down. In the spirit of Mr. Moore, you know, we just keep on keeping on, and I really just kind of put it in God's hands and just was peaceful about it, and then got to re-looking at my numbers, and I thought, wait a minute, I think I'm missing about 95 counters. So got on the phone with corporate, and we worked this afternoon, and they confirmed that those needed to be processed. So we're just blessed, and we're grateful that many of our team members also hit levels of executive director. And it's just a testament, really. I'm just kind of reflecting on the past year and being grateful and excited about the new year, that this great company and opportunity we all have is going to have ups and downs. But if we just stay positive, keep helping protect families, it all ends up turning out okay. And one of my friends sent me something tonight that said, don't forget you're only 59 months away from that $1 million bonus. And it really kind of put things in perspective that I've gotten a little comfortable at ED. So I think it's time to start pushing myself to make Platinum a more realistic goal and helping my team get more consistent. So you all can hold me accountable, because that's what I'm putting out for 2019. So thank you so much for all your all support and love. We appreciate you all.
Well, Stephanie, outstanding job. We appreciate you. And, of course, Sam and the support that he gives you in the business. And, of course, your upline, Manly and Barbara Wilson, they do an outstanding job. But, again, congratulations for what you've done and what you continue to do for this team, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I couldn't do it without my dad and mom on the line. So love them, and just appreciate everybody on the Moore team that's always so supportive.
Absolutely.
And love you, Charlene.
Thank you so much. I also want to congratulate our new $50,000 ring earners. They're from Jonesboro, Georgia. Their executive directors, Jonathan and Cecilia Barlow. Actually, they're making a run for bronze executive director. They have meetings scheduled all throughout tonight into the first of the year, trying to make that happen, so they're unable to be on the call. But I do want to congratulate them. It's always exciting when you have new big-time ring earners on the team. But now I want to go out to Boise, Idaho, and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber. Damian has actually hosted our calls during December. He's done a fantastic job. Damian, I want to thank you for what you do for us and for your exceptional servant leadership for the entire Moore Success Team. Thanks for being on the call, sir.
Well, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
You're great. I know the call's a little lighter tonight than it usually is. I know most people are out celebrating New Year's, but the people on the call are the people that need to be on the call. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and thank you for helping out again tonight.
Not a problem. Well, I'm a firm believer in what you just said. You know, even when I run my core call or something like that, it's like, hey, listen, the people that are the ones that are supposed to be on to hear the message that we're going to be talking about. So, you know, a couple of quick things before we do get started. I just want you to be aware, Christmas is in our rearview mirror. I hope you all had an extremely celebratory and happy Merry Christmas, right? Some of you may have New Year's Eve plans, some of you may not, but I hope you all have a fantastic New Year's Eve celebration. But here's the reality. With Christmas behind us and tomorrow being the first of the year, there's a couple of things that we need to focus on squaring away because, you know, as we approach Christmas, you know, as money came into the household, whatever, we may have been like, oh, we need to get some Christmas presents here. We need to do some things here. And many just need to pay the bills over here, whatever the deal was. But with Christmas in our rearview mirror, we need to pay attention because time's going to go by quick, right? And Dallas is going to be upon us before we even realize it. So if you have not gotten your airfare to Dallas, if you haven't made your hotel arrangements for the international convention, if you haven't gotten your ticket, right, we need to take care of all that. And hopefully we can take care of that this week. But if for some reason you can't, you got to wait for whatever paycheck or you got to wait till you sell X number of memberships, whatever the deal is, that's fine. But I want you to just make sure, because one of the first things we want to talk about is goals. I'm not going to spend the whole time on goals, but I want to make sure that you understand whatever goals you have for building your legal show business, the 10 core commitments is going to help you get there. And one of the 10 core commitments is making sure you're at the international convention. And so you want to make sure that you have your ticket, check with your upline, check with your upline executive director, see if there are any discounted tickets available if you haven't already gotten your international convention ticket. Okay, that's number one. Number two, though, check airfare. Make sure that you're watching that. Make sure that you have a goal to get it as soon as possible. You know, set a goal to get it by the end of the week, by the end of the month, whatever the deal is. But you want to make sure you're going to be at the international convention. And the easiest way to make sure that you're going to be there is if you already have your airfare done. Like, I know I'm going to be in Dallas. I know exactly when I'm arriving and exactly when I'm leaving because I already have my airfare, right? So that's the idea. You want to make sure you have your airfare. Also, you know, it costs you nothing to reserve your hotel room. So make sure you reserve your hotel room right away so that, you know, all that kind of just comes together for you, right? The second thing, though, is along with the international convention, we also want to make sure that we've made arrangements to be at our team event, which isn't happening until July, right? But we need to make sure we already have our tickets now. So if you haven't already gotten your ticket, you don't need to get your airfare yet, right? It's still 6 months away, 6.5 months away. But if you haven't gotten your ticket for the More Success Team annual retreat, it's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be at the Arizona Grand. It's an amazing resort, a great water park, lots of fun things to do. If you haven't gotten your ticket, I believe you can still get it on the More Success Team website, right? MoreSuccessTeam.com. So make sure you get your ticket to Phoenix, to the More Success Team retreat. So last thing before we really get into it, talked about that. So the last thing is when you're setting goals, before you set your goals, I want you to be thinking about your business and not about what you need to get done, right? I don't want you to be thinking in your business. I want you to be thinking on your business, about your business. What do you really want your business to accomplish for you, right? Some of you may have, you know, a goal to get out of debt, or some of you may have a goal. There's a little bit of background noise. We've got the music going on, but we can hear it. Whoever's got the funky guitar music, there we go. So, you know, what is it that you want your business to really do for you? You know, do you want to be a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad? Do you want to be able to get out of debt? Do you want to be able to go on multiple vacations every year? Whatever it is you want, Legal Show can provide it, right? There, in the profiles of success, there are people that are living your dream, right? Whatever it is, I promise you, there are people that are living your dream. You know, Darnell Self retired his grandmother. You know, Mike Hughes bought his mom a new car, right? Tons and tons of examples. Craig Heppner, you know, spent a year going on vacation, right? 2 6-month vacations, one to Europe, one to South America. So whatever it is you want to do, there are people who have done or are doing what you want to do. So you got to decide really what you want, and then you have to think about how you're going to achieve that, right? Is it going to be a solo show? Are you going to do it all? Or are you going to build a team so that you don't have to do it all? And then you can really spend some time setting some goals, right? And, you know, your offline executive director is going to be a fabulous source for you. If you never really, really set goals, thinking on your business and setting goals and what's it really going to take, get with your offline exec, okay? But I definitely think that one of your goals should be to become an executive director, right? We have, when I first got in the business, which was 10 years ago last month, when I first got in the business in 2008 and all of 2009, 2010, 2011, the entire company had a culture about breaking more executive directors, breaking new executive directors. And we had, I mean, it was just, I mean, I wanted to be an executive director so bad, right? I wanted to be an executive director because there were so many benefits at the executive director level. And tonight, that's really what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the benefits of going executive director, okay? But I want you to understand, it's not just about hitting exec, it's about becoming an executive director. So not that you're in and out, not that you qualified 1 month and then you missed the next three, right? But about getting to where you're an executive director month after month after month after month, right? Because the first benefit of being an executive director is, you know, basically full-time income. Now, it may not be full-time income for everyone. Some people might need $100,000 to have full-time income, right? But some people might only need $25,000, you know, depending where you live or, you know, your life circumstances, whatever the deal is. But at executive director, for the most part, I mean, it's anywhere. It's a range, but it's anywhere from $3,000 to $8,000 a month just as an executive director. And I know execs that actually make a little bit more than that too, right? So they're making, you know, $120,000, $140,000, $150,000 just based on their structure. But the reality is, at executive director, you're talking about full-time income, right? Full-time income. And for some people, it's full-time income on full-time effort. But for some people, it's full-time income on part-time effort. Like, in all honesty, I spend a lot of time thinking about my business. And I spend a lot of time doing some other things, you know, because I'm the MVP of Idaho or because I'm, you know, running my team for the most part, but doing the things that I expect other people on my team to do, I only spend about 10 to 15 hours a week, right? 10 to 15 hours a week. Let me put it this way. This month, you know, tonight there'll be more stuff that's processing, but so far this month, you know, my team has sold 250 memberships. I've sold four. Now, I could talk till I'm blue in the face, but I am positive that if I was trying to convince Mr. Randy Moore that I was working full-time and I sold all of four memberships this month, he would laugh at me, right? Because it's part-time. It's part-time for me. And that's what I wanted when I was building the business. I wanted to be able to make a full-time income on part-time effort, right? And for me, that happened at executive director. Right, and again, you know, the culture that we had on the team and in the company when I first got started was all about breaking executive directors, and that's part of the reason why we got there. And so we need to really celebrate, if you will, that culture. We need to reinvigorate that culture where we're creating more executive directors, but we need to talk about it more. Because the only what we focus on expands. And so the only way we're going to break more executive directors is if we're talking about breaking more executive directors. And these are the reasons why. And the first one, again, is full-time income. You want to make more money in Legal Shield? Go become an executive director. right? And here's why. Here's why you make more money. First of all, you get more breakaway bonuses. Some people don't even know all the ways we get paid in the company, but one of the ways, just one of the ways, after personal commissions and team overrides and, you know, renewals that, you know, we normally talk about in performance bonuses, you know, but one of the ways we get paid is in breakaway bonuses. And as a director, we have three different levels of breakaway bonuses, actually. You know, director breakaways, executive director breakaways, and platinum executive director breakaways. I can't wait to experience those. But, you know, director breakaways are nice, but it's really just a few dollars, right? Kind of something to whet your appetite when you're a director, and you can kind of see if you're a director and you have other directors on your team and sales are being made by them or, you know, coming from their organizations, you know, at least you may not get an override, but at least you'll get a breakaway. But, you know, maybe you're getting 20, maybe you're getting 30 breakaways, right? But at the executive director level, that means you've got another exec on the team. That means, so for example, Sally Gilbert's organization, Deanne DeBell, right, is number 38 on the B2B side for the Cabo trip on the leaderboard right now, number 38, because she had an outstanding month, right? And Deanne DeBell, though, is an executive director. Of course, now she's probably a platinum executive director this month, too. but she's an executive director. And in between her and I is Sally Gilbert, who's, you know, a millionaire club member and a bronze executive director. And I'm a bronze. So Deanne gets paid at the executive director level, but I get a breakaway bonus, and she wrote, I don't know, 150, 170, whatever her organization did, memberships. Out of the 250 that my organization has done, she did 150 of them, right, or 130, whatever the number was. But on each one of those, I got paid, even though I'm a bronze and Sally's a bronze. And all those counters came from Sally's organization, from Deanne DeBell. I still got paid because I'm an executive director, right? When you get to the executive director level, you're going to make breakaway bonuses. You're going to get paid on every membership that occurs in your organization, right? Another way we get paid, the PC factory bonus. Now, again, it starts with just the recruiting level. You recruit someone, you're in performance club, you're getting a check. That person's in performance club, they're getting a check, right? That's a big deal. You get 20 bucks extra because they're in performance club. It gets a little better at senior director, right, where they add a $35 or a $30 bonus. But it gets really good at executive director because they add an additional $45. So let me put it this way. I go out and I recruit someone. I help them get into performance club for 2 months in a row, right? The first month they're in performance club. Hopefully that means we level them up. We get a level up bonus, all that. That's wonderful, okay? But the second month they're in performance club, let's say I recruited them and there's nobody else that's a senior director or above in between me and where I place them in my organization. Now, the second month they're in performance club, if they're PC Pro, the second month they're in performance club, I get a $95 bonus, PT factory bonus, for them being in performance club. So I'm getting a $500 performance club check just for what I do myself, but then I'm making another $500 because I have 5, 6, 7 people in performance club where I'm their upline senior director, I'm their upline executive director, and I may have recruited a few of them. I may not have recruited a few of them. But PT Factory, that's huge. In fact, I don't know if anyone else saw it, but Steve Melia posted toward the beginning of the month, he posted what his PC Factory check was. $5,180 in a PC Factory check. Like, his PC Factory check is more than $60,000 a year when you break that out, right? $5,180. $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year, so a little over $60,000 a year, right? Mr. and Mrs. Ken Moore's PC factory check is over $6,000. right? Mark Rich's PC Factory check. This is what got me excited when we were first learning about PC Factory, the very first one that paid out, right? I happened to be at a Super Saturday with Mark Rich's, and so we asked him about it. $6,800 in a PC Factory check. Now, here's the deal. It'll be a little while before, you know, but again, that's at the Platinum, because the Platinum's get an extra $60, okay? But even at the ED level, you know, I know Dave Hall's PC Factory check is somewhere around $2,200 to $2,400 a month. $2,200 to $2,400 a month in a bonus. I mean, $2,500 would be $30,000 a year, okay? So an extra $30,000 a year at the ED level on a PC Factory check. Just extra, right? Some of you are sitting there thinking what I would have thought back when I was, you know, a manager, senior manager, director in the business, right? They didn't have senior manager when I was there, but, you know, manager or director in the business thinking, man, I'd be happy if I just make that all month. But that's just their deposit on the 7th, right? That's somewhere between the 7th and the 10th, every month the PC bonus comes out. That's just their one deposit, and it's not even their whole day, because they'll get paid for, you know, everything that happened on the 6th too, right, the same day. But one deposit a month, an extra $1,500, $2,000, $2,500 at the ED level, right? So we got to get to executive director, and then we got to stay there. It doesn't do you any good to get there and then not stay there. But could you imagine? Right, one of my goals in the next 6 months is to get my PC Factory check to the point where it pays my mortgage and my car insurance. Just those two bills, right? My mortgage and my, or not my mortgage, I rent, but my rent and my car insurance, which for me, by the way, those two bills comes out to $2,600 a month. And it's I just want to be able to get to the PC Factory check to cover those two things, right? I'm at $1,000 a month right now. I got some work to do. But, man, I can't wait until it covers those two bills. And just the stress of the housing payment every month and the stress of the car insurance payment, just gone, right? Because I know, hey, on the 7th of the month, that's going to come out, and I can, you know, write the check, so to speak, pay it electronically, whatever. Right, so we definitely want to make sure that we're qualifying for that. Here's another thing. $15. Here's something I don't even qualify for. I was already an executive director when they came out with this, but $15,000 in bonus money. Right, you go executive director and you're an exec all year, $15,000, and they're not even going to make you wait all 12 months. They're going to give you $5,000 of it after just 3 months. They're going to give you another $1,000 a month every month until month 12, and they're going to give you $2,000 in month 12. But all of it adds up together, $15,000 extra for just going exec. Go exec for 3 months, get $5,000, and stay exec, and they'll pay you $1,000 a month every month. So $15,000 in bonus money, okay? And all that's nice. But let me tell you about some other benefits, right? Here's one I wanted so bad. I couldn't wait to be an executive director for this benefit, 50% chargeback. Right? As a director, every time I had a chargeback, they, you know, it was the whole thing. If I sold a membership and they paid me $190, 6 months from now they canceled, you know, and then I sold another membership. And I still remember the first time I experienced a chargeback. I was like, what just happened? I thought I was going to get paid. Right? But someone else, a membership that I had written, charged back. They had canceled. And then all of a sudden, you know, the company's great because they never come and get the money from me, but they take it out of my next commission. So the next time I sold a membership and I needed the money, I was like, man, I needed that $100 or I needed that, you know, $200, whatever it was. I was just like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, but they canceled. And so all of a sudden, you know, it took it out of my next commission. And instead of getting $190, I got like $45 or whatever the deal was, you know, because a membership I had written that only stayed on the books like 3 months had canceled, right? And I was so bummed. But then I found out about 50% chargebacks at executive director. If you're a power team executive director with good persistency, and everybody on the More Success team has good persistency, right? So don't break that, because that's our culture. We write good business. But when, as a power team executive director, if somebody cancels because they know we write good business and because we're an executive director, instead of charging us back the whole thing, they only charge us back half. So, for example, if you were a director, you $190, and someone cancels after 6 months, they charge you back $95, half the commission. But as an executive director, they would have paid you $280. Someone cancels after 6 months, that's a $140 chargeback, but instead of charging you back $140, they only charge you back $70, right? And so if you sold another membership and they charged you back $70, you'd still make $210 on the next one. I could not wait, and I got to tell you, that is one of the biggest benefits to my bottom line every single year, 50% chargebacks. Huge, absolutely huge. The next one, the next three all have to do with recognition, by the way. But the first one is the ED Gala, right? I could not wait. I was brand new in the business. I signed up in November, and I hit director in February. And in March, we had our first convention. And the person who recruited me, Doug Atwood, he had actually gone exec in December. He got started the day before I did, but he went exec in December and maintained it ever since, right, for as long as he was in the business. But December, January, February, and so he got two tickets to the ED Gala. And he didn't take his wife. His wife wasn't coming to the convention, so he took me. And I got to tell you, I was hooked. Like, man, I never want to miss another one of these again. And I got to tell you, I didn't go exec until my 14th month in the business, and I didn't stay steady exec until, you know, I don't know, my 3.5 years in. But every convention, twice a year, because we used to hold the, now we only hold the ED Gala once a year, but we used to hold it twice a year. Every convention, I needed to find a way to get in. And so sometimes I took Doug Atwood's extra ticket, sometimes I took Dave Hall's extra ticket, you know, but whatever it took, I was going to find a way. I was going to find someone who had two tickets and their spouse didn't come, whatever the deal was. I wanted to make sure I was in. For number one, I wanted to be around all the people who were successful. And everybody who was executive director or above was at the ED Gala. Right? You have a chance to be at the ED Gala every year. Maybe you'll make it this year. Maybe you won't. But every year, you have a chance to be there. And now, most of the time, Amber does not come with me to convention, but I always get two tickets so that I always have a second ED Gala ticket just so I can share the experience with someone on my team so they can have the same experience that I did, right? So it can fire them up the way it fired me up. But I'm telling you, I mean, the entertainment's great. We have, I can remember, we've had magicians, we've had jugglers, we've had amazing storytellers. Right, I remember Fran Tarkenton talking about, playing football. He talked about a lot of things. He talked about principles of success and things like that. But he put it in the context of a lot of football 1 year at the ED Gala. It was just an amazing experience. And then I'm having dinner. I mean, I cannot tell you, that very, very first ED banquet that I went to on Doug's extra ticket, that's where I got a chance to meet Mr. Cliff Malloy. And a couple of years later, right? I had no idea, but because I met Mr. Cliff Malloy at that ED Gala, and I would say hi to him at other events since then, you know, conventions, he agreed to come out and do a Super Saturday here in Idaho for us. And because of that, the next thing you know, he introduced me to Mr. John Hoffman, and Mr. John Hoffman changed my life. Helped me go from a broke director to a bronze exec. I shudder to think what would have happened had Doug not given me his extra ED banquet ticket back in 2009, right? I want to be around all the success. You know, I remember the first time Mr. Self, I knew that Mr. Self knew my name, right? We were, Amber and I were walking along, and it was actually in Puerto Vallarta, one of the Reach for the Top trips, and I heard Mr. Self's deep voice go, "Sheber," right? And I looked over, Mr. Self calling my name, walked over, but you want to know one of the reasons Mr. Self knew my name? Is because every ED banquet, I would go, and even the ones I couldn't get into, I would wait outside the doors for it to be over just so I could go in and mingle with people afterwards. But every ED banquet, I always made sure I took a picture with Mr. Self. Every single one. You take enough pictures with someone, all of a sudden they know who you are, right? So you want to be at the ED gala, right? You want to have floor seating at convention. All the executive directors and above get floor seating. Now, check this out. It was this past, in 2018, March or April, whenever it was, this past international convention. I'm sitting there. I've got my seats on the floor, and I got to tell you, the energy is different on the floor. And I didn't even realize, because now I've kind of become accustomed. So, you know, sometimes I think the execs get spoiled. We just become accustomed to the energy, to the success, to, you know. So anyway, I gave my tickets for one of the sessions to two people on my team, right? I said, go, enjoy the floor, you know, it's going to be a great experience. And I went and I sat with the rest of my team, and we were literally 10, 15, maybe 15 rows tops from the stage, but on the side, right? So if you were standing on the stage and you looked out at the audience and you looked to your right, we were 10 to 15 rows up. I mean, I was closer than my seats on the floor, right? And so it was a good time and different things. But it was funny because as good as it was, the energy was a little bit down. But it wasn't down, right? But it was a little bit down. But I talked to the two people I gave my tickets to afterwards, and they were like raving about it. They're like, oh my gosh, the energy on the floor is amazing. You want to know why the energy on the floor is amazing? Because all the six-figure ringers are on the floor. So not only is it the people on the stage, it's everyone right around you. They're all having massive success in Legal Shield. And so the energy is through the roof. You got to sit on the floor. In fact, you deserve to sit on the floor. And when Legal Shield recognizes that you deserve it because you qualify, you'll get to sit on the floor. But it's an amazing and completely different experience, right? And then the last thing, you get to be in the profiles of success. I could not wait to be in the profiles. I mean, I had ridden out my peak before I was ever anywhere near qualifying. Because you got to be an executive director for 8 months out of the year to get into the profiles of success, right? I could not wait. And so I had written out my piece. I would read my piece to myself, read, you know, the entry I was going to put into the profiles. And, you know, dude, it was part of visualizing the success for me, right? And it's so funny because Doug qualifies for the profiles, and he said, do you want to write my piece? And I said, sure. And I wrote his piece for him that year that he qualified. I wrote his piece for the profiles of success, and I made sure I included my name at least twice. Just so when people said, hey, are you in the profiles? I could open up to Doug's page and say, yes, I'm right here. See? Right? But I got to tell you, dude, I wanted it so bad. I wanted success so bad, and I wanted to help other people have success so bad. And that's what executive director is. It's not just about the success that you're having. It means that you're on your way to helping other people have success too, right? Because you can't go bronze unless you help someone else go exact. You can't go platinum unless you help at least four people. Probably going to be more, but at least four people reach executive director and be able to enjoy all those things that we just talked about. So, I don't know. I think our time is up, but I got to tell you, all of my goals for this year revolve around helping other people on my team. and helping other people on the more successful. It doesn't even have to be on my team, but just helping more people qualify for executive director. And we're going to just recreate that culture. I'm telling you, one of your goals for this year should be to become an executive director as quickly as you possibly can, right? But you want to become an executive director. There are so many rewards and stories about people on your team thanking you and people on your team all of a sudden being able to have experience and knowing that you were a little part of their story. We need you, executive director. With that, I'll wish you all a very happy new year. And, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the time back over to you.
Well, thank you once again, Damien. You closed out strong. The new year is just, what, about 2.5 hours away. So we're just going to leave it with this, just like we always do. In honor of my dad, we do it every week. Let's keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and I guarantee you everything will turn out just fine. Happy New Year, and God bless. Good night, everyone.